case with someone and a connection to the Riverdale community was supposed to get married, and his father passed away a few days before the wedding. And it's Mama Shah Shiloh, which we have. So my recollection, this could be completely wrong, but they went to Rav Tait, this one of the Rocha. Rav Tait said that they can't get married. Can't do it because it's you cannot do it. We just look within. You can't get married if you have the chos and sabbath and shiva. But they popped in the kula and they got married with the base on shiva of Moshe. That's my recollection. I called one of the rabbanim who was involved. He didn't remember the details, but he did say they did get married. That's a fact. My Orthodox rabbi, a few days after the kavura of the father of the chos. So I believe it's the shiva of Moshe over here. And Yoredeya Chelek, the Beis, Simon Kuf Samach Tet. That's a tshuva. It talks about whether the primary thrust of the tshuva is whether the father of the Kala can go to the chuppah of his daughter. We spoke about this. Star, there. But in the middle of this, he throws it in the middle. Unbelievable. He says, he quotes Simon Shin Tzadi Beis, Hodel Musa Lekonta, right? Shiva Shulchan Aruch, who asked for Tov Shiva. And he says, Tadisa Bishach, Sif Kotten Zayin. Let's take a look. Moshe says, look, you have to look. Simon Shin Tzadi Beis, Sif Kotten Zayin. It says this. Okay, well, what does the Shach go on? The Ramah. The Chenu Yesh Lebonim Tanim Ebe Nisratza Lachot Ishtof Mutal Lekonso. It says the Shach Sif Kotten Zayin. Miyad, Yav Oleh Achashiva Kekotav Atat Olavush. Okay. Fine. That's Rav Moshe. The next words are quite striking. I would say almost unbelievable. Rav Moshe says a quote: "V'koi mitzashah zayin gam al mutal lekonto harishon shebedivya mechaber." So now we have to know. Whoa! When the mechaber says that a person is didn't fulfill Tur Revuya, they prepared the Tarche Chuppah and made Achiyah Meshudechet, Mutal Lekonto, for love Olel Achashiva, comes along with Moshe and says, V'yashach! Mutal Lekonto means Miyad. This is a pshat which I think no one before Moshe ever said, to my knowledge. The preacher said it's shatni in the mechaber. The Taz says it's wrong, and we read it in the footnotes in the Torah. Everyone says it's wrong. But Moshe just, if he too much, it's in the parish of shach. No one ever said it was a shach before, because the shach, we assume, is going only on the Ramah's din. So, based on this, for Moshe, I'm told it was matter to have the wedding within a week. Okay, odd kind of story. The story was confirmed to me by one of the rabbanim who was involved. But he didn't remember who they asked or what the basis was. My recollection was that Rav Tait Zal said it also, which is the stock of everybody. And Rav Moshe said it was mutter. I think Moshe was alive. They didn't do a matrix based on Rav Moshe's stock, which is printed, no question. Which is based on, we know based on the Prisha. And he says in the footnotes, everybody says he's wrong. And Rav Moshe walks in and says, the Shach said it. But we assume the Shach never said it. The Shach only going on in the Ramah, not in the Mechala. Adkan. Story. Okay. Let us now go further in the same sugya. There's Rabbi to the Shulchan Aruch here, Shin Tzadi Beis, the Sukkah the Ramah Beis. We mentioned this yesterday, the big problem, the person that no one, he doesn't have Misharsim. Afishu Oshir, V'yachol HaShir, L'Yachol HaShir, Misharsim. Name Bito Kolosa Club of Beta Shu Sukhala Shamsha Bhakiva Sarosh, etc. Mikri Aimo Mishi Shamshana. Well, the Khan is Starbeva Minak Sharabin Mekilim Binyan. The Nosim Noshim Tokshalosh Regolim Ubal Nefesh Yochush the Atma. Now, what's Nishtarbev mean? No? It's sort of extended. Right? Extended. So the Divrei Sofim says in Sifkan Chavov the expression of this nishtarvim indicates that they went into a matter of things beyond Rabotai, beyond the specific kula found here in the Ramah. Not such a big, I mean, Ramah, all right. We already know that it didn't exist based on the Yerushalmi. The Ein Lamishin, the Shemeshamsho, we could be Mako. But they found a situation. Look, you can be a millionaire, but Ein Lamishin Yerushalmi, because in personal matters, anybody aside from his close relative, his daughter-in-law, we have to stick with a Kiddush, but okay, or a wife, anyone else is embarrassed about it. Okay. So what's the big Nishtarbe? What's the Nishtarbe? So the difference is what probably happened over here, and they went beyond what's printed in the actual Ramah. They didn't want to even say what the print, they didn't want to print what they were, how far they went. Let's take a look in the Mordechai Tov Kuf Lamed Vav to see how far they went. Okay. If you give me that Rambam, I'll go show you a little further. Thank you very much. Tov Kuf Lamed Vav. Alright. Here we go. Page of Dallas. We have the din in the Sefer Smachas, and let me see a Shabbos on Mudda Miyad. That's that cool. What are the coolest are found over here? But there is an interesting cooler found. No, supposed to be here. Oh, right before that. We pass in Alok, he says, Nasa Isha Bebachruso, Isha Isha Bezkenuso, Shapiri Verivya. Masatlo Kaimalam Kibraisa Demoyed Koton. So the one Rishon wanted to suggest that our Gemara, which has a special kula, if he didn't have children yet, but if he had a child, then no kulas are invoked. So the suggestions made here in the Mordechai are very nice. That's true. There's one day in the Masechta Yevamos that says, look, you have two children, end of story. This is V'paskin, that Yoyal Abanim B'Bachuso Yisra B'Ziknuso, to have more children. So therefore, even though he already has two children, a boy and a girl, whatever kulas exists, which is found here in Sif Gimel. The Mutta Lakonta of Loki and Puravu should be Mutta for us, even if he has two children, it's the process of having more. Obviously, if he is, 70 and she is 65, you're not going to get a Kula. A Kula, you can have more children. I mean, that's going to be a Shaya. Sorry, Maina was not every day. But in the case where it would apply, this is one Kula which is found. But there are additional Kulas. In the Tshuvas Maimini, in Simon Chof, I did not put it on the Ma'am HaKhaimus because it's so long, and it would distract everyone from what I want everyone to see, but he has tremendous coolers over here in the Tshuvas Maimini, in the Tshuvah Rabbeinu Shimshon, of Shimshon Barab Avraham. I think that's the Rosh Mishan, I think. Aside from the cool which you just mentioned now, which is found in the Mordechai, there's another interesting cooler. That our Gemara is worried about, you know, they have to wait three regalim. Three regalim. Maybe it's only referring to a case, catch this now, where the man has two wives. If he has two wives, it's already a couple of days. He has two wives. So, he lost one. Listen, my friend, you survive with one wife, so he has to three regalim. But he has no wife. Survive with no wife. The three regalim is like Mashiach. One shot. Okay, Second shot. It depends how she died. She died suddenly, then we say, you have to wait to be regular. That's some kind of business. It's just with wife A and now it's with wife B, just like this. has no, it's not nice. What'll happen in a case where she was sick? Then there's grounds to be made. She was sick. They probably weren't together for a while. So then, this idea of the Gemara's Klumra, perhaps, wouldn't apply. Let me read you the Lashon over here. In the time of Shalosh, Regolim Mishim Deyes, Mutam Yad Kemish Yisor Kvar B'chayel, Kama Regolim. Now, that's the question, what the facts were. It's hard to know what the facts really were. As a matter of fact, the Divrei Sofer quote, and although we reject the Shuvas Maimon completely, that's the stuff. But in a case in which we know for a fact that she was sick and it was not a Bazdi at all for an extended period of time, then perhaps she really can be Mekum. Third Kula. The whole reason why he shouldn't marry a second time within three regalim is the Takana Sa'isha. The woman has the right to say, he efshi b'takana tz'chachamim. Okay. Thanks for no thanks. That's what it suggests. So these are the various coolers which are perhaps we use. Now, the Ritzvah says, his brother, Rabbi, he's all wrong. What are you making up new things for? These coolers are just incorrect. So we assume like the Ritzvah, again with the possible exception when she really was sick, it's a possible summer line on the Rosh, and they will forget it. There's no head to, and the Shtar babe, those who follow the Rosh, but the Rambam was so opposed, he didn't even mention it. He just didn't know there's some cooler flying out there that some are lying on. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's like the Fiske Chub with the Yaitis. So. That's what it sounds like over here, but the Shtar of a minute to be making. The only one cooler, which is fascinating, but one more second, is the Dov of Miravava. He gives an interesting cooler. Unbelievable. Master Nishpat, the minute we hock up, came a Shemudina, say, oh, Maharas, and be on my chupah, say, lo yichno, lo yero, yam came, yishloch Hashem, yikad menu acher. So therefore, since you have to be Master Eretzin, because Hashem, yikad menu acher, and we don't, we have a chalas agonim. Eretzin and Suwan have to be together. Memeo do a mapin and Suwan? How do you like that? That's inventive. That's creative. Okay, that's what it says. So again, to those who are Mekel, are Mekel, but Baal Nefesh Yachas Liyat, we'll have to go against the Gemara. Yes?
How
does one
have
to what do you mean?
Isn't it?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. He's going about Tata. He's going about his new woman. His man was married to his wife, A, for so long, and she's just a new woman on the block. Right away. Come with a Tata. I'm sorry, that's out of line. That's what he calls it. Take a look. It's in the Chuvat Maimony. Simon Chach. Okay. No, that doesn't say that. It doesn't say the reason for the incident. There's a very reason it's Ketata. And then she was willing to take a chance. Better take a chance. Yes. Between the man and his new wife. Just had an old wife. Now he's a new wife. Still thinking about how great his old wife was. They wait a while. He forgot how great his old wife was a little bit. They can manage with the new wife. Something along those lines.
So
yeah, all different reasoning. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's a good point. Okay. Good question. I can read you the lesson here. Called Mash Zocher Avat Harishona. Don't do a day. Lo yuchal lesmoach in hashniya. The chashu chacham of takana tzanam tzitzor she yitzameach ima. Lo yara lepanim zuumos. Pen yara ktata b'neim. So somebody says, I didn't see it here. She can say, yes, she be takana tzachacham in 1 second. Very long. Second. Again, that particular line, I sort of see it, but I don't see it right now. So again, you take a look at the long Shuvah, Yeshuvah, Shuvah, Chof, and Shuvah, Maimon. Okay, let's go on. Now, Siv Gimel. The Rambam writes in Sif Gimel. Take a look. As we said before, Yesh Banim Ketanim. You went from the Shachos and the Levush. They can be, in that kind of case, they can get married Miyad, even within Shiva. Now, there's two days, the day after Rishon, we discussed yesterday. Is it Mutter or not? Is it Mutter or not? So there are many Poskim who say that the Shach is wrong, the Levush is wrong. Again, Ramosh the Shach meant even in the Mechabah's case. So there are Poskim who say that the Shach is wrong, and the Levush is wrong even in the Ramos case. Miyad does not mean Miyad. Rather, what does Miyad mean? It doesn't say Miyad. Mutter the Kansa. Doesn't say Miyad. The Shach added Miyad. So there are many who say, Liacha Shiva, either Gemara, so we had the very same with him. It was Erev Pesach, the Shiva was over right away, right? It was Shiduchim Miyad, it was Beit HaKavod Lav Dafka, whatever, we made it to this. So there are many who Rishonim who argue on the Shach. So then what's the Kiddush? What's the Kiddush? What's the Ramayana Kiddush? You already know from the Mechaber that says, Mutal Lekanta, Velovim Aleach HaShiva, which means Lekanta Ach HaShiva. As we said against the preacher. So what's the chiddush of the Ramah? So the answer is, here's the answer. The answer is like this. The Mechaber's case is Shidchu. It was already a Shidduch, right? The Ramah's Mechadish Adin, based on the Rosh Hashanah manifesting and what he said, that even though there was no Shidduch made between this man and his sister-in-law, the Zebuch, the sister, died, and his sister-in-law, his wife died. In other words, Reuben's married to Rachel. Rachel's sister Leah. So Rachel died, and now Reuben wants to marry Leah. Well, there was never a shidduch between them. It couldn't be a shidduch, because he's a kohen, not a shidduch. He's already married to Rachel. But after Rachel died, he can marry Leah, and there was no shidduch, because it's the equivalent of a shidduch. What's a shidduch? It's a hefzin. Here too, who's going to take care of the little children, the small tzad? The best person is the aunt. So therefore, it's considered the equivalent of it was a shidduch. But it's really only mutter after 7 days. That's the pashas against the shach. Okay, finally, there's the Rambam. The Rambam, we already mentioned before, in Perek Vov, Halacha Hey, Vav Halacha Hey, who says, Isha Vela Lo Tiboral Ad Shloshim Yom. Get the impression that she can get married right away. In fact, the Ramban is against the Gemara. Even Aaronson is up. Even Aaronson is up. That's a marriage of Gakasha. Right? What do you mean? What do you mean? Even there, since that's within Shloshim, right? That's the Mishnah before Shin Yevamos. There's the Beis Yosef, and now it's the Shin Tzadi Beis. We already went through this yesterday, says the Rabbi Yosef Karel. We gave a shiur yesterday. He says, we already went through this before, that the Rambam says that Gemara is Shalok HaLokha. We're talking about there was a Suda, we're talking about there's no Suda. That was as far as Eretz is concerned, where the Rambam was not even told Shiva. Shemi Kamenuach. So who are the Nami? With respect to Nisuin, it's mutter without a Suda, Tok Shloshim. That's the Pshat in the Rambam. Okay? So again, Perek Vav Halachah. Isha Avela, Loti Boil, until Shloshim, you know? So the answer is, she's allowed to get married before Shloshim, as long as there's no Suda, even if Suda, and she can have Erisin, so Shiva. Okay? These are the special clues which the Rambam has. Perspective based, Yosef, and Gaval, the Gakash. If you're really going to tell me that the Suda is Mutter within Shloshim, so why does the Rambam go on to say, Lo Tiboyel, until after Shloshim? What kind of issue is this? What's this? Someone who's married, happily married for 20 years, and Nebuch is an Avelis, you're not going to say that it needs to be here for Shloshim Yom, only for 7 days. They're here too? You're already being matir, the Nisuin. So what's the nature of this Easter beer? Kamzi, Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Chiddush Neira, it's not to be believed, is there? The Kesef Mishnah Beis Yosef, I believe. The Shah, the Rambam is, you know who died? Her husband died. That's not his brother died, her husband died. Gval! Her husband died! She can't get married for a month? What are you talking about? husband dies, you can't get married for what? 3 months. So the Beis says, yeah, it's true. We're not discussing that issue right now. That's a separate issue. We're discussing the issue mitzad Hilchos Avelos, not mitzad Afchon. Fact of Bach, come on. What are you talking about? The Rambam gave a din. The din is referring to one instant as being oblivious to another instant of foolish. What are you saying? That's impossible. How can you say it's Tiferes? It's impossible. That's the Rav the Bach Kasha against the Beis Gemaldik or Kasha. The Bach against the Beis Gemaldik. How can it be? He uses a very powerful language. Shorale More. May the Lord forgive the Rav Yosef Karo. That was his best. Unbelievable. The Hechich of the Rambam, Velashim Stakdin, Lo Tibor, at Shloshim Yom, came and after Akash Shloshim, Namah Lo Tibor, because of Havkonah, Mutlum Hashem Alichtam Dovo, Liten Mikshol of Neakore, Mishal Lo Yeh Zochum, Asher Kosta Vichus Gerishin, Viyorah Tos, La Tibor, Akash Shloshim Yom. How can it be? Right? And Nira Pasha to marry Bavela Al Shara Krov. Correct. Absolutely correct. Aye, the Eastern Pasha is only for 7 days. No. That's what she was already married 20 years. Hacha to Nisei Be'evla. Echmiru Gan Be'isha Da Asura Shloshim Yom. That's correct. The Bach shot is right. The Bach shot is right. Why? There's a special simcha which is experienced with the, what we call, Nisuan Ubiya. And we could also introduce a little bit, if you want to follow the Mahalach of yesterday, of Deus, that the Deus concept exists. Even though we said by Isha doesn't forget, it doesn't apply, that means it doesn't apply, can't scratch that. Just say, I'm mixing up, scratch that last piece. Back to I said before, there's a special din of Simcha of Nisuan Ubiya together. That's a big simcha, this is there. She's married 20 years, she has beer, all right, but she's an old hack, quote-unquote. But here, where it's in the Nisun, the beer, right, the first beer every shown after the Nisun, the greatest simcha, so they asked it for 30 days. The Bach is completely correct. That's the push-up shot. The Bach talks about Nasa Shalok Adin. You don't have to say Nasa Shalok Adin. You can say it so much, Bonham Tanim, Elim Yishim Yisham Shenu, all these kinds of examples. Okay, one final Nakuda, that's the Gilead Marashah points that out. Look at the Gilead Marashah, I think it was on the Maya Makomas, am I correct? Gilead Marashah Shum, in Shin Sadi Bay. There are a lot of interesting things here. Shiri Abach. So the night Torah, the first Shiri Raman Perek, the first of Asa Shalok Yedin, is the first wide line on page 388. Yesh Tama B'Pshuto, and Moira Labonim Ketanim. Well, the Mishnah Shem Shadow, but half the Nisus law. The Mikom Makom also love a lot of Achash Loshiv. Hemat Hasib Alecha Mishnah. That's the Tariq. The Bach also seems to consider that shot. But the two and the other one, she thinks not, which the Kedush says unnecessary. Final of the Kudu Nesuga is this other Marsha. I never, where's this come from? Amar Uzzal. Gmolatsu Tov Alora Kol Yamei Chayel. V'chiev Shal Yisha Ligmol Tov Kol Yamei Chayel. V'lohem Hu Meis Ain a gomelas also call you mechayel, and as those are ishes a mace baila, the ain a rose to the zavigim acher. I will near a kili in the suol olam imo. What? Where's this gazal? I don't know. I never heard such a thing. Isn't it a woman that's supposed to be by herself? Quote in the Shulchan Evan as a Simon Aleph. What's going on over here? So you find almost out. I don't have a... if everyone can find a source, there's no fancy Shulchan Aruch. I mean, a fancy tool, we have to quote this. There's no fancy Shulchan Aruch. I have no clue where to begin to look for this. And you have some computer with some plugging all these words, and it'll tell you where it comes from. Okay, so let me know. All right, I appreciate it. All right, Bosai, Nusugya, Chav Gimel Aman Aleph, Chav Aleph Medvei, two interesting sugyas which relate to each other. By Yitzini Pesach Beis. Let's take a look at the first on the Chav Gimel, and then we'll move to Chav Aleph. Okay, please open up to the Gemara. Chav Gimel Aman Aleph. Tana Rabbonon. Chavel Shabbat Mishona and Yosef Pesach Beis. Shnir Yosef and Yosef Mekomo. Shlishis Yosef Mekomo and Medavir. revered. Harek Kol Adam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lohutzu Kol Adam Shabbat Rishon Liyotin Pesach Pesach. Shereh Kol Adam Klasa Lebetel Nachmo. Elo Shnei Ani Liyotin Pesach Pesach. Shlishit Yotin Yen Ayosh Bimkom. Revered Yotin Bimkom Ayin Medab. Chamishit. Harek Kol Adam. End of Sugyo. Okay? Machlok Nesat Hanoim. I'll come back to the Pesach later. Let's turn right away to Chof Aleph on the page. Because at first, and then we'll come back to the Chof Gimel. Chof Aleph on the page. Ovel Gimel Yomer Rishonim, fifth line of the page. Eino Olech Lebeis Ovel. We'll go another Ovel. Right. Mikan Ve'elech Holech Ve'leyoshe V'mokom HaMenachemim and V'mokom HaMisnachemim. Okay? That's the Gemara. In the Meseches Machos, as it's called by the Ramban, and Sukkot, it says you don't go to the base of Avot after 3 days, and you don't go to the base HaKvoros. Someone died in the neighborhood, you want to go to the Levaya, to the Kvura. That's also permissible after 3 days, you sit with the Misnachman. What's the habit? Let's turn to the Muke Yosef, please. Yud Gimel of the base. Gevalt. Steer into Gemara. We just saw you can't leave the house for a week. And now we're seeing after 3 days, he's allowed to leave. Muke Yosef's kasha. Okay, this is on page Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Says to the Muke, first he tells you why 3 days more, what's the significance of 3 days? We never heard of 3 days. What's the 3 days? You know, the Shiva, what's 3 days? He says, well, he's talking on the concept of Malacha. That's the Machlok, it's called Yerushalmi. It says, well, I don't know what this means either. Toys also called it. Because Tlosa Yomen Nafsha Taisa Al Gufa Sarva Di Chazra Gabe. What's going on? This is resuscitation for 3 days. Kevin Di Chamer Di Ishtane Zivon Di Apoi Shavkale. When the Neshama is here for 3 days, that the body is beginning to change features, so it gives up. I don't know what that means. But some say, Well, the Acha Gimel Yom HaKeres Di Chas Apona Vem Tzul Mashi Gazalta V'chamasta V'chatavim. Whoa. This is some kind of mystical 3 day period. I'll go back to our Nigla over here. It says Avel, Eina Yotzei the base Avel, Avel Achar Shemenachmo, Avel Achar. What's it? The word missing? Oh, base Avel Achar. Excuse me, Avel Achar Shemenachmo. Tafel Pishu Kromo. You still can't even see. You want to go? You still can't see for the first 3 days. Malach HaMenachemim, it's for 3 days. Sure, you can't sit there. Sure, Gamu Tzorach L'Isnachem. Right? You have to sit with the Misnachem. Yachal Gav, Daminen, Avol, Eni Yotzei Pesach, Beso, the next Gemach of Gimel, Stira to Gemara. Ainu Dafkal Itayel. Take a walk. Avol Itvar Mitzvah, Shari. For a Mitzvah, Shadichem Avela, Mitzvah. We told Kach, Nira, the Mutal Avol, the Lechaz, the Beis HaKnesses, the Shema Tefillah of Megillah, and certainly Tisha B'Av, etc. Now wait a minute. What were we talking about in Chof Gimel and Menachem? Weren't we talking about going to Shul? What did it say in Chof Gimel and Menachem? We said you're going here, you're in chain, right? Well, what does the Gemara mean on Chof Gimel and Menachem? How'd you read it? Avel Shabbat Rishon and Yosef and Pesach, Vesel Shnia, Yosef and Yosef Bimkoma. What's Bimkoma? Where's it going? Where's it going? What place? Well, who place? Where place? So there's those who say refers to shul. No, that's where you go. You go to shul, of course. You have a set place in shul. So what do you mean over here? Mefurish Gemara, you can't go to shul. And then the Mukhi Yosef says you can't go to shul. Just to make matters worse, the Mukhi Yosef himself says on the next stop, it should have been on the Maramah Thomas. I don't think it is, unfortunately. Yudalit Amin Aleph. Let's find out the sources that are on the Maramah Thomas. The Rosh, etc., the Ramban. He says over here, last 4 lines on page of Dalman Aleph, Eino Yotze the Beis HaKnesses Kama. Right? Ayin Chof Aleph the Beis it says, right, this Kasha, that you can go to a Beis Ovel. No, that's different. Shani also understands what the Avel is saying. Umitznacham Yimoyim. That's the answer to the question. The Chastira Guluya in the Mukhi Yosef. On Amud Beis, he says, you can only go to the Beis Ovel, not to a shul. On Amud Aleph, rather. On the Beis, previous page, he says, you can even go to a shul because it's a mitzvah. So, no. See? But, if anyone has a tarot, let me know. So far, it's a seer. Let's go on. The pre-show that I asked you to see in Shin Sadi Gimel, the front and Aleph, apparently learned that the Easter, as we saw the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef over here, on the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, the second one, that the Easter shouldn't leave your house if you're going to forget your Avel. You go to a cemetery or some other place, you're not going to forget Avel. If that's the case again, the shul should be Osir. That's the other Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. Fine. So what, in the first 3 days, why the first 3 days Osir over here? So we had this, when it came to Malacha, this whole mysticism. But we can be more, we can be some much more niglas dick over here when it comes to this matter. I asked to see a Bach, the beginning of the Simen, who quotes the Beis Yosef. And the Simen Shin Pei, who quotes the Rav Eni Yeruchim, who quotes the Raivin, who quotes the Gemara. What's the Gemara? Chav Zayin of the Beis. Shloshi Yamim Lepchi. The first 3 days should be crying. So he said you shouldn't get distracted, shouldn't go away. You're going first 3 days, you're going to go to a Beis Oval, you're going to go to a cemetery, it's a pretty cheerful kind of a place. Yeah, but you're not crying about your mate. Shloshem lepish, the other your mate, not someone else's mate, not some other tragedy. That's the pshat of the other sugi. Alpi nigla. Okay. Fine. Take a look over here in back on the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, where he says, if you don't go out the first 3 days, l'nachmo, you saw? Ein o yosei, those are interesting words. Let's see. Ein o yosei, ovel acher, sheminachmo. You don't go out to console him. Okay? After 3 days, then it's okay. Where you're sitting with the misnachmo. But Rashi says, Rashi in the Rift says, Nikan Velachole, Umenachamo. You're allowed to offer condolences as well. The first 3 days? No. You may not offer condolences. You're not there to console somebody else the first day. Just worry about yourself. So, it's interesting. Fascinating, it's Darkei Moshe. Quote, there is a Ruah, that the Easter of the first 3 days is only goes to what we call in our language, be Menachem Ovel. Don't do that. The first 3 days, you have to focus on your own Avel. And there's another base level in town, you're going to be Menachem Ovel, you have no right to do that. Take care of your own situation. But, what if the person is going to the other base level, not to be Menachem Ovel, but, says the Darkei Moshe, to be Misnachem. What's no the Ruah? I mean, Misnachem? Well, you know, I said there are two people in town, A and B. And A is a kind of a, not just sociable, I mean, not just a wealthy, powerful, political figure. And B, tree! Ganz developed by B. Is it a Gvir or who knows, a president? I don't know what he is. And A's sitting all by himself. And then he's looking out the window. All the cars are pulling into the house next door. And no one's coming into him. Didn't have cars those days. So there was a Ruah. Hey, you want to B's house? They'll sit there with the Menachem, they'll dab him in the Chanayrev, and they'll tell him, okay, we're not coming to him. He's not going to be Menachem, it's going to be to get some Nechama. He's going to get Nechama, not to give Nechama. Darkei Moshe doesn't agree. There is a Braisa which says, when he goes to the cemetery, it is his Nachem, according to Rashi, it's referring even within the first 3 days, Rashi with the Ruah, according to Darkei Moshe, referring after the first 3 days. Okay. Now, Kopanim, you get the impression as the Emek Dover of the Divrei Sofer says in Tzidkon Vov, that the first 3 days, a person can go look for Nechama. That's what it says in the Maseches Sofer, Maseches Tzemachos, according to the Ruah, and that you can go and then get a Nechama. This is against the Ramban. Ramban has an interesting line in page Resh Yud Zayin, what I asked you to see. But the Ramban writes, in the first 3 days, a person should be looking for Nechama. Shlo Hashem L'Bchi. Don't look around for Nechama. Shlo Hashem Rishonim. Ain't up a din shiavakish Nechama. Shlo Hashem L'Bchi. But according to those Ruah, you're allowed to go the first 3 days and look for Nechama. The Machlokas to Rishonim, apparently. Machlokas to Rishonim. What are they fighting about? So the Emek Dov is an interesting suggestion. There's a quote to the Ramban, we saw earlier, remember we had, what did we say? What do we have after? Who quoted? We had a whole line of 5 quotes. The Gemara was quoted by the Rabbi, by the Yeruchim, by the Bach. Right? So that Gemara, they understood to mean, Shlo Shel Pri Chiyuva. Chiyuva, you have to cry for 3 days. That's why you can't go to someone else's house, the whole story. If that's the case, you understand very well that you have to do it. So, you know, you shouldn't be looking for Nechama, you should be crying. But the Emek Dovah claims that the Rambam argues. I have to see the Rambam, I don't know if it's really from Muchlach. The Rambam says, about the Chi, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud. Did I get you the right about my Rambam?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I think. What? Is it Yud Alf is right? Well, Yud. I just have opened up to Yud, where it says, "Ein Bochen Al Hamed Yosef Mishloshi Yomim." I think that I got Yud Alf copying off the Emek Dovah, but Yud Alf, I didn't know what he was talking about. I think Yud is the right Rambam. I think. What?
Yes.
End of Yud Aleph? It came to Yasser, Shlosh of the Pchi, Shiva the Mizpid, and Shlosh of Yom, the Sponge of the Shah HaChamisha. He claimed according to the Rambam, Fakert, in Yimad the Pchi, Tavol of Roch. I looked it up, I couldn't find it. It doesn't, it's like, Gosh, I made the Osem Yidai, and it says, where do you get the impression, even the first 3 days now, I'm looking over here in Yud, it's a little stickle right from Yud better, where it says, Ain't Bochen, Al Amaze, Yes, the Mishloshi Yomim. Again, it's not so much clear either. But he doesn't say a chayef to be here for 3 days. It ain't both, and Allah makes, yes, we have to give you a heter to cry for 3 days. No chiyuv. Oh, heter to cry for 3 days, but no chiyuv. Then you want to get in a chama? Gvaldik. Gvaldik should go to someone's house to acquire and a chama. Okay? That's what I think. Okay, everybody with me? You meant halacha yud, although he said yud aleph, but yud is a little bit more of a riot to this point than the yud aleph. Let's go on. Question. According to the Arzarua, you can go to someone else's house to be mitznachim, and you're sitting with the mitznachim, so why can't you be menachim? Why are you there? Much of there it is, be Menachem. Moreover, why does it say in the Gemara, you cannot go to be Menachem? You're sitting with the Menachem anyway, so go to be Menachem, you'll be Habola Lame Venimsa Lame, Bola Nachem Venimsa Misnachem. Unless you say, as I think we saw in one of the sources, it's not right that the person I don't know. We'll get to a little bit later. So far, yes, in Tzidkot Zion, he flies with a kasha. Okay. The Ramah in Simon Shin, Tzadi Gimel, has something very interesting. Look what he writes in Tzidkot. Loriti Nolagin Ken Akshav. He ain't a whole of the whole left of base of Kvarit. Well, the base of Avil, called Shiva. The Efshar, Shalav Chiyuvu El Rishus. What means that you're allowed to? Ume'acha sha'achshav ein misnachamim k'mo b'yumeyev, shevi al tase odis. What does that mean? What changed from then and now? You look at the precious of Kotten Gimel. And in the olden days, you look at the Ramban, page Kufnun Gimel, hayu darshim b'nachamah. Guys walk into a Shiva house or to a cemetery, it has this major nachamah there, they give a whole drushim. You have to have the Gemara, and the mud cotton, got to the drushes. So they didn't have to say, Amoron gets rushes, Hanoim, ooh, wah. They're experts in giving Nakama. Today, the preacher, what happens? You walk in, he says nothing, you say nothing, no one says nothing, this is not a big Nakama anymore. So therefore, it's only a Ksas Nichum. Not worth leaving a house for that Ksas Nichum. That's what we understand. Okay. Let's now turn to a Mordecai, tough, Sadi, hey. Tough, Sadi, hey. Okay. Tana Rabbana gives quotes out of Gemara. The Yeshamim Beis Yamari Shonim in Halachu Beis HaKvaros. It says number three, what kind of base? What's the answer about the three words? Nixa Tayom Kikulo. And doesn't say what time of the day, because sounds like even Nixa Talayla Kikulo. It should be close, we'll get to it later. Shin Sadi Ace of Karnal, the Machlokos have shown him. That's the impression you get from the Mordechai. In the Chokmas Adam, which is on the next pack of Maram Bekomet, so we'll talk about it a little bit now. Hashemet Moshe Sivdal is related to both of the sugyas. He's talking about Malach, we're talking here about Yisrael Beis, so in both cases 3 days are mentioned. He says, not true, you don't say by the third day, Nixas Kekulo. This is Mefurash of Mechaber, in Shin Pei Zivay, Oval Kol Gimel, it's Osir, B'Malach. Right? And you take a look at Tosis Chafala from a base, take a look for a moment. Has to do with the same some of supernatural events that we saw earlier about without going reading those lines again. A little creepy. But those same events are described over here that the Rishon that we saw quoted earlier. It's quoted here in Tosfos. He doesn't quote the whole story. He just quotes the Bar Kapara part. We saw Bar Kapara in the last quote. Bar Kapara Omer, Afishvish Lo Yatakach. The Machlok is 2 days or 3 days. So he says, we pass the Bar Kapara. Finished. We pass again, you need 3 full days. 3 full days. And then the Mukayotin says, Agamah is like Bar Kapara. And he quotes the Piskei Atos. This is a real, pulled out a real one. Look at the back. It's in the Kufchet. Piskei Atos is page 58, the regular print. So again about Malacha, but the same idea. He says, "Avol kol shlosh yom masul b'malacha, b'shlishi ve'elak kigon yom dalid." The first Piskei Atos, you don't mix them for kulo in this case. And he brings the right from the sugar, you test them in days. But again, the shlishi shalo erev regular. Mesevus Moshe Dalas. Kufket in the Kiske Dos. That's even derived from the Sigush tonight. We'll get to it at the end, I hope, Lineta. Your Testament Bays. Shlishi have already need 3 full days. Just for your information, we'll come to it again in the Sugya of Moloch. Fine. So the Machaber says, back to our Sugya of Bays, a person may not leave his house for 7 days, even for a mitzvah. Look at the Machaber quote, it's amazing. Oval Shavua Rishon and Yotmi Pesach Beso. I feel the small birchas chupa or birchas hamila, even for a mitzvah. Comes to the Beis Yotzer. A little strange, because chupa does the way beyond the week. No? But I guess bracha means even though he's going to go outside the door. Right? So he says he has to sit outside the window. Even that's not allowed. Okay. So we already pointed out that the Mukhe Yosef in one place seems to be Mekel. The Dr. Moshe is called Gimel Star. Says, and the Mukhe Yosef is Mekel for a mitzvah. Only the tayel is up. Okay? So, didn't see my cloak. How to steer the Mukhe, I don't know an answer yet so far. Let's now discuss the idea of what we call Ovel Shavua Harishon. Remember, our Gemara's lesson was what? Ovel Nu Shabbos Rishon. What does the word Shabbos mean? So Shabbos means, we saw the let's take a look on the Rosh, the best place. Simon Mem Vav, I'll say. Please turn to the Rosh. Simen Mem Vav. Quote the whole Gemara. Top line of second column, page 72. Pirush Rashi. Shivat Yemei HaShavua. The word Shabbat means the weekdays, the week. Avo Bishabbat, but Shabbat literally. Yosef the Beis HaKnesset. So the word Shiva, Shabbat doesn't mean, you know, Shabbat can mean a week. Sheva Shabbat HaSpanimus. Means 7 weeks. That's what it says in the Rosh. What's the basis for this? A Pirkei Rav Elazar. On Shabbat, you'd have to go to Shul. Rosh, lo moshe gminus chasadim gedol lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Built the base of Migdash, made 2 sharim for the chasadim and for the avelim, and they would come and they would say to him, you know, Hashem yisamechacha, and he'll say, Hashokhan v'ayta yinachemcha, right, and he goes through the whole story. Yishchor v'ayta Migdash, yitzkinu chacham, yishchor chasadim v'avelim, hochul v'ayta Knesset, v'ayta Medrash, Hashem v'akim rohan, as achos, and smechim imo, as ha'ovim, v'yoshvim imo lo'oret, okay, that's only by that Chava B'chol. Then Kol Shiva's may avail for Esther Petzal Beis, even for a Beis Medrash. You see clearly from the Masechta Smocha to Emor Abasi that the word Shabbat means Shabbat. That's the machlokas in the Chazal between the Avraham Avotzi on one hand and the Pirkei the Rav Elazar on the other hand. No. Machlokas are Rishonim. How to paskin in this tremendous dispute? Take a look for a moment. You remember how you go into the Pesach on the Minhag HaMedina? Take a look in the moment in Tosfos, Rabotai. Right now it's Tosfos. Remember, on Chav Gimel, the Machlokas HaTanoim, right? Shabbat Rishon or Shabbat Shnia. Now, what's happening over here? If Shabbat means Shabbat, no, fine. You can make certain restrictions the way you sit and what you do for 2 Shabbos, fine. But what do you do if Shabbat means a week? What do the words mean? The Tosfos jumps in. Let's take a look. Tosfos looks like Rashi, that means a week. Take a look. Rav Yudah Malahut Shukul V'Kul. Rav Yishani Posek Alok Yadiri HaMosek V'Yamim. The Risi, we'll get to this later by Yiv, that Rabbi Yitzchak of the Kenish Lo HaYoshim Mekom HaShur Revi, with a Dati Taimo, Shem Tzobik Rabbi Yehuda and Ken Yitzchak of Mosa Mishniya, Shem Tzobik Rabbi Yitzchak. But not beyond that, Yish Loma, Lo HaShkach Natuva L'Hel L'Avela Shiva V'Kaimel and Tochi, Shem HaTaimo, does that mean? What does that mean? Lo HaShkach Natuva L'Hel L'Avela Shiva V'Kaimel and Tochi. What do the words mean? 14 days? So what's he saying? That's the meal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's he saying? Right. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you have? Don't call it Shiva, call it, I don't know, Yudalim. How can you imagine America? Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, is worth found in every magazine, newspaper. Kodav Yehuda, what are we going to call it? Either Yud Dalet or Arba Trey or something like that. But Baruch Hashem, we're on top of Kodav Yehuda for many reasons. One of them is they don't have to sit for 2 weeks, and the second is what the paper's going to do. You can't get the word Shiva. But you get the impression of a Thursday, Kodav Yehuda, you sit 2 weeks, not 1 week. Wow! That's an amazing thing. Amazing. The Ramban says that's an impossibility. That can't be. Yeah. Okay. But be home. The Ramban says it can't be. It's impossible. It can't be. Even according to the opinion that I maintain, that Shabbat means a week, if you just 2 weeks, all it means is you don't go to shul for 2 weeks. Hey, I don't go to shul for 2 weeks. But to go to work, you gotta go to work. You can't keep a guy home for 2 weeks. That's the Ramban, even according to this interpretation. Fine. The Ramban, however, thinks that Shabbat means Shabbat. Kipshuta. On page Reish Yud Zayin, when I asked you to see, that Shabbat means Shabbat doesn't mean the week. There's a whole series of machloks, and that was the Ritz gave. They both agree that Shabbos means Shabbos. But that leaves a very big vacuum. And what about Kol? No, it doesn't say anything. There's no Gemara. If Shabbos means Shabbos, there's no Gemara about Kol. So what's the din? The quantity of its case, the Gemara means Shabbos. Everything is mutter until proven utter. So during the week, everything is mutter. And Bach says, what? What did you say, Ritzkei? Say that again. Say it ain't so. You can't mean that. If it's us in the Shabbos, Kavachomer Bechol, argues the Ramban. Now, the Ritzgeist explains why the first 3 days you can't go to the house of a different oval. You I go to shul, right? He says I go to shul, why can't you go to another oval's house? He says, like this relates to what we spoke about before. If you go to another oval's house, the Menachem oval, you appear as if, quote, you are Menucham Uporek Ol Evlo. You're already busy consoling others. If you're ready fully consoled, it's not nice. Shlosh shel b'chi. To go to shul, I go to shul. But to go to be menachem avo in someone else's house, it's not right, according to the Ritzgei. Of course, the Ramban comes from the other side. The Ramban says, you're not allowed to go to shul all week. But they will allowed you to go to another avo's house after 3 days are over. You know why? Because they're avelim. As we saw before, it's a somber mood. That's where you're coming from, Rabosa. Come from two different angles, the Rabban and the Ritzkei. Now, although the Ritzkei, as I said to you before, learns the word Shabbos to mean Shabbos, he says, you're right, our Gemara asks for Shabbos, but the Yerushalmi is a machlokas satanoim. And Rabbi Shimon says, Ovel the Shabbos the Rishona, holeth the Beit HaKnesset, Vena Yoshev B'mkomo, is one maker than both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, Wa'amekel shebekula, va'alocha kediri ha'amekel ba'ovel. So right there with Gates. Says the Ramban, sorry, not true. In the Bavli, it is not found. Not found in the Bavli. We don't follow the day Achas and Yerushalmi against the Bavli, and therefore he passes that the first Shabbos you may not go to Shul. The Kavachom of the week. There's three machlokes in the both 17 in one paragraph, Ramban and with Gates. One, assuming the Gemara means Shabbos. What about Kol? According to the Ritzkei, Kol is better. According to Ramban, Kol is worse. What do you do with the Gimli Yomim story? If we're going to another base oval. According to the Ritzkei, you can go to Shul, but base oval is worse the first 2 days. You look as if you're Menuchim. According to the Ramban, holding the house to base oval is looking for 3 days because it's dead out. And the Meister, can you go out the first Shabbos? So the Ritzkei says you may because you don't pass from the Bible rather than the Rav Shimon and the Rishalmi. Rabban says, no, it's a Das Yosef, we reject it, we follow the Bible. Three different machlok. Comes the Ritzvah, it's like this. The Ritzvah says, again, we're going with the general mahalach of the Ritzgei. You know, should be also straight, even on Shabbat. Why would they matter you to go to shul on Shabbos? Well, they have Shimon in Yerushalmi. Why? I mean, the Bavli is right. The Bavli is right. It should be usher the first week to go to shul on Shabbos. Why they make this? What's the Shabbos of Shimon? So he says like this. He says, we have this truth of Rabbi Lezer in order to be misnachem. That's the reason they gave a special kula, because Yerushalmi Rabbi Shimon is going to pick the Rabbi Lezer sheet. Fine. So you see, it's very important to allow people to have an opportunity to achieve a measure of nakama. Says the Ritzvah like this. According to Ritzgei, It's against the Gemara. You can't believe the Gemara would be matter. See, it's a compromise. We saw Pshat of Ritzkeir to matter even based on the Gemara. The Ritzva says no. In the Gemara, the Ramban is right. The only matter the Shabbos doesn't come a chomakom. But he said, you know what? We don't follow the Gemara, not in Shabbos, not a chol. Shabbos, he followed the Pirkei of the Rebbe Elazar, which is the reason, which is Rabbi Shimon and Yerushalmi, the Lucha Mekah B'Avim, and the Mele can be Mekah B'Chol too. And he explains to you why. Yesh Lahakal B'Minim Meshav Etzman, as they use trouble, Atim Heim, when you call this spell, 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 you have enough money to make a million in your house. Hey! Kadesh lo yimnu mitzilas v'tzibur hekelu la'atirim lelechas v'beis ha'knesset. This is what the Ritva says. Again, so it comes out that when the Ritva is one of the Ritzgeis, it seems to be a little shot in the Ritzgeis, that it's not based upon the Gemara, the Shat Bavli, but it's based upon some kind of a takona, right, the takona of the Tirk of the Rebbe Elazar. Of course, the Ramban got the impression it's mutter, make a redin. Of course, this man is there, we make a million in base of Ovel, generally speaking. Or what if it's impossible? You can't do it. Some communities just can't pull it off. You can't make a million in base of Ovel. If he wants to suggest, maybe we should say, although the Pashkin and Shulchan Aruch is also king of the shul, we should suggest halacha kedivrei make of the Ovel and allow him to go to shul based upon what we call the Ritzgeis. And the Ritva, it's like this, you know, the Ritva, since the Be'er Lacha speaking of the Zivir itself, the Ritva didn't have the original Ritzgeis. He only saw it quoted from somebody. He says, Amar Abeda Yisrael Ben Geis Shekosu. He didn't even have a text. He took the liberty to understand the Ritzgeis as a Takona. But we know it's not so. We know from the Ramban that the Ritzgeis had left even the Gemara. And Shabbos, yes, is an Yisrael, Chol is no Yisrael. And that sheet the Ritzgeis is Nibche. That's the Das Yochel, we don't say Lachdim and Eichel Bavel. So maybe you have no right to rely on the Ritva, Takana, because the Takana is Pshat in the Ritzgeis. It's wrong Pshat in the Ritzgeis. You can't rely on a wrong Pshat even on Lachdim and Eichel. And the Ritzgeis himself said the Nibche by the Rabbani, the Das Yochel. He's not sure what to do in the case where there can be no binyan based on. What do? Do you go to shul or don't you go to shul? Mishum, tomorrow we'll discuss this halacha with other halachas of Yitzimi Beis.
Welcome.